Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 160. I am joined by one of the coolest CEOs I know, who also happens to be an Amazon PPC genius, Vitaly Hizniak, CEO of Profit Whales. Vitaly, welcome to the show.
Nice to meet you, Carlo. Thank you so much. Thank you for your invite. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. A quick side note, you guys mailed me a pretty amazing whale in the mail. That's the first time I've received a whale in the mail.
Right. I guess like two, you know, toy and the certificate. So
yes, yeah, absolutely. It was a stuffed animal whale. I was telling you a bit offline that I was having an intense meeting. And it brought everybody back down to reality. So now we have the whale in the Wizards of Ecom location. So really good.
Great. You know, that will be some kind of like the one of the symbols that will have a good mood. You know, if something will go wrong, just take a whale and everything will be good.
Right. A stuffed animal whale has a tendency to like bring everybody back down.
Right. Exactly.
Probably the most important question that I'm going to ask you today, and that's because I follow your post on LinkedIn, which we'll get to in a second, which is one of your posts is, you know, the topic sort of today. But the most important question to ask you is, did you ever get your Christmas tree up? You mentioned that you were going to go the holidays without a Christmas tree.
I mean, like,
you get it up.
Yeah.
I see it. You did it. Yeah. You carved out some time. Yes.
Finally, with the help of support of all the followers, you know, that was tough. That is like difficult because you know that we are as like the entrepreneurs, we are as the people who every time focusing on the businesses of our clients or growing our agency with the help of the people. We're like working a lot and all our energy sometimes is not like at home. Yeah, and like we need to fix that. I mean, it's so important to live this life balance. And there's like the example, you know, there's like the example when you don't have time, but you need to do that because there will be something that will trigger you to understand that, hey, right now is the holidays. You need to like calm down. Everything will be okay. Feel the family and all this stuff.
Yeah. Wise words, my friend, wise words. Today's episodes that we're going to save work-life balance though. And solving your inner yin yang or anything, like we'll save that for another episode. Today though, in today's episode, we're going to be discussing, for me, and I'm thinking, because we haven't had time to talk about this, but I'm thinking you as well may agree with this. I think this could be one of the most dangerous trends in the like established Amazon seller space right now, which is this blind, you know, total reliance on Amazon sponsored ads as being like the only lever that established brands now have for growth, ignoring external traffic and Amazon DSP. You have a fantastic LinkedIn post I read, and I'm going to link to it in the show notes. The goal of the episode today is really how to identify when you should be using Amazon DSP and the next steps that somebody could take right now, you know, whether it's them going it alone or them hiring and reaching out to Profit Whales to begin utilizing this and start, you know, pulling back a little bit on their 100% reliance on sponsored product ads.
Yeah.
Since it's your first time on the show, now is your moment to show off a little bit your credentials. When did Amazon advertising first appear on your radar, and what specifically do you do at Profit Whales?
Yeah, thank you. That is a really great topic to speak because I guess, that will be the main trend for the 2022. And I have started working in digital, I guess around six, maybe years ago, maybe seven. And I'm starting like from the digital marketing, exactly. Like working with the Google, working with the Facebook, with the Pinterest, you know, with all other platforms, not the Amazon. More than 2 years ago, I joined the Profit Files, and they have already worked on the Amazon sphere with the Amazon sellers. They created worked on great software that help us like to automate all the processes, creating good semantic cores that influenced a lot for the ranking, and they have created like 4 years ago. I have joined them around like 2019 by the end, and we start growing this business together on finding what is exactly the main way for the Amazon sellers to increase the sales and speak more from the profit side. Yeah, not only, hey, we will increase the budgets and here's the sales, like everything will work. No, the main question here was how we could grow businesses organically. Yeah, I mean, like inside the Amazon, for example. And we focus a lot on the internal Amazon tools as the sponsor products, sponsor brands, display. We spend a lot of time on the closed betas with the Amazon ads team. We got a lot of feedbacks on them, how different services works. And then we start moving into like next stage of our growth is like the agency. We connect the software plus agency, like human plus software approach, because that is something that help us to add not only the like mathematical way of thinking, like from the numbers, I mean, like from the profits, from the optimization stuff. It's more about the marketing, how good you are, why your competitors interact more sales, why these images interact more. What about listings? You know, we start like go deeper into the main understanding who is the Amazon brands and how to be Amazon brands. Because 1 year ago, we got a note from the Amazon that, guys, we will not support Amazon sellers. And you have seen that during the 2021st, they will. And they right now supporting only the Amazon brands. And you should understand that. Yeah. And like the brand, it's everything that you like want to give to the clients. And right now I'm the CEO at Profit Files, so we have more than 40 of us here on board. We are covering and working as the full service marketing agency, yeah, that help us to connect all these dots on and out of the Amazon. And the I guess that will be the main way and the main trend for find the right like points for growing your business next. I mean, like to understand your analytics from the Facebook and connect it to the Amazon. But I guess we will speak more about that. But that is a short story about me.
I love it. I'm understanding from that. And I know when we first met, but by the way, 2 years from joining the company to CEO, is that a record? Like that's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I feel like when I first met Profit Whales, you guys were, and maybe you just said this, but like, you guys were like 100%, I feel like, a software solution. Mm-hmm. And then there was a big change to where it became a hybrid, or am I understanding that it's now a 100%, like we're an agency, a full service agency that does it for you, but you use that pretty amazing software that you built for your clients. Am I understanding that correct?
Yeah, that is right. And this month we have launched this software as like the unique project that we have. Like they are self-made right now. They have their own team as the sponsor ads. They are working exactly with the software that we have started 4 years ago. And right now this software will be alive and you will see much more data and info around them, I guess, pretty soon. And yeah, we want, right now we like work as the connection. I mean, like the combination, yeah, of the agency and the software. And we're still working with that, right?
So absolutely. You mentioned in your post several times separately, like and external traffic and Amazon DSP. Really quick in your own words, what is Amazon DSP for somebody that thinks that, you know, all there is Amazon sponsored products? So what is Amazon DSP? And then what are, say, you know, one or two of your top external traffic favorites?
Yeah. Yeah. So if we're speaking about the DSP, it's so typical for the Google, for example. They have a Google-sponsored display network when they have a more than 1 million different websites or services or partners where they could show their ads. Yeah. So Google, like the Google just have their network around that. The same we have for the Amazon. Amazon also, they have their own tool, like demand side platform that partners with a lot of different websites and allow you to show your Amazon ads out of Amazon and on Amazon with like additional placements. So there is like a, in the case of how would you use in the Amazon DSP and our main recommendations on the beginning, for example, that it will be for 100% the remarketing campaigns, and that will be crazy. It's much better than the sponsored display, for example. The sponsored display, you know, is like one of the quick examples, like, hey guys, we do have the remarketing, but unfortunately we don't know how good results that could bring it to you or how much analytics that they could give it to you. But the DSP, it's more about the analytics. It's more about understanding your audience. It's more about like retargeting them for not paying a lot, like for the new clicks that you do inside the Amazon or out of the Amazon. And the next part of your question is the external traffic platforms. It's all platforms that you could use for adding Amazon attribution links, like the unique one links, yeah, that you could measure, identify, they are separate, should be. We recommend to use any platform that I guess you know or you understand that could bring you a traffic. For example, the Pinterest right now, one of the top, I guess, platforms will be in 2022. That could be a Facebook, that could be a TikTok, that could be a Snapchat, or any blog that you have on your website, or any paid magazine, or anything else. So a lot of things could be. The main question here will be why you should use that and how it's profitable for you to use it.
So Amazon DSP we got, and I like your example there. It seems similar to somebody that if you have a website, you could turn on like AdSense or something, and then Google mm-hmm. ads will appear there. But with Amazon DSP, it's channels that they own. I heard that Amazon purchased the rights to, I think it was Monday Night Football or something like in the US or whatever. They got like the digital streaming rights of this pretty mm-hmm. major event. So the ads that would show up there are ads that you can only access through DSP. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. So DSP, it's like the closed tool that Amazon has right now. Amazon do not allow all Amazon sellers to use it. You need to have an agency that will like, they have their own entity ID and they will have a chance to like send a request that these brand want to start DSP. Yeah. And they will check you. You will get an approval and then you will have a chance to start working with the ads, and you have a lot of opportunities around that. So that is like one of the tools, legal tools that Amazon provides you with external traffic approach. Yeah, like all people just asking us like what exactly we should use for external traffic. DSP could be one of them. I mean, like you will have a chance to attract external traffic with the help of the DSP, but you need to understand like who you should show your ads, how to show your ads, and yeah, all the things.
When Amazon first rolled out ads, and similar to like Walmart now with Walmart ads, I imagine you guys are getting a lot of requests for that as well. But like when it was, you had to apply, like you, there was no, as it is now, that you could just go in on sponsored products and just, you technically, if you connect a card, you apply. I think it's like almost instant or in a day, you're like approved and then you run ads. So why is it that you feel that DSP currently is not like that? And do you think that will change at some point?
Yeah, I guess that DSP will change, but I don't know like when exactly. Maybe during the 2022, but now we could see that the DSP, it's more about like the bunch of different algorithms, and they provide you with a lot more data than the sponsored products or brands or display. And the main thing is, it's not easy to set up. I mean, like you need to work more in the case of the optimization. You need to know really good the Amazon PPC for what exactly results do you want to get. You need to spend more time on like setting up them, and you need to have some knowledge around this. So that's why maybe it's not open, you know, because they have like a relationships between their partners, and they should be sure that you will do, and all your ads will be correct, you know. So right now it's more about the close testing, but it's open for some part of the trusted partners, yeah, as we see that right now. So that is like the opportunity right now, to not only for the top players. I mean, it's not about like the only guys who have like around 1 million per month. No, you could go like with the low budgets, but the main understanding why you are using DSP you should have, or for what reasons, or what you want to get from the DSP you should have from the beginning.
Well said, my friend. Regarding external traffic, you said Pinterest first, and then you mentioned a few others. What I understand from you is that it really doesn't matter which one. It's like the one you understand how to use best, the one where you have a following. If it's Pinterest, you have a lot of people on your boards. If it's TikTok, you have a lot of people watching your videos. Is that correct? But what is your favorite?
Yeah, that is a really like great question, because I'm speaking more about the ecosystem right now. I want to all like Amazon sellers to understand, or people inside the e-commerce to understand, that we have two main like core parts as your website with their own analytics. You have a lot of pixels around that, the Facebook pixel, the Pinterest pixel, and all other things that helps you to build the remarketing campaigns, for example. And you have your own Amazon. Yeah, for the Amazon, we have a chance to create also our own remarketing campaigns with the help of the DSP. So we also have a chance to put this DSP tag to our website and like connect all the things. And our main idea here is to find out who is our audience, because people who want to and who just made a purchase on your website, they could be so different from the people who purchase on the Amazon. In the case of the behavior, some people in the United States, they like okay with the buying experience inside the Amazon, and they trust this platform, and they like getting a lot of sales from that. But some people in the United States, they don't want to buy on Amazon. They want to do their own research, and they want to find the websites, or they want to follow some targeting ads. And here it is, they just got a purchase on your website. And you should understand that you have two separate audiences, and your main idea as the business, it's to start different hypotheses with the understanding who is your audience with the DSP, because DSP, they provide a lot more data around your final consumer. In the case of the behavior, in the case of the marketing audience, in the case of their interests, you have a huge data that you could implement to the social media. And here's like the question, like what exactly social media should I use? What is the top one? The answer will be try to make an analysis around this platform. I mean, try to understand who is your audience and compare the audience that you have inside these exactly social media, who are like buying more, yeah, who just get this experience on buying some products. Try to compare, and you will find this audience. Maybe your audience, it's much better to find on the Facebook, and no need to spend your money on the Pinterest. But all things is all around like the A/B tests of different hypotheses. Audiences from Amazon, audiences from websites that will be targeted on like the same platforms with the same links, and you will have a chance to understand what is working more like better for you.
Exciting times we live in to have all these options. I remember like over a decade ago, there wasn't so many possibilities. It was just like one way to do it. Now you can create, it's like one of those books where you like create your own story. It's like, if you want to do this, turn to page blank. If you want to do this, go to page two. It's super exciting. Let's say, are there certain products in your opinion that products, categories, or price points that you feel work better for DSP? You know, is to subscribe and say something with like a replenishment feature to it? Mm-hmm. Does it do good? Or an example here too, to like maybe put a real product to this. A friend of mine who's probably listening to this, a friend of mine has a CZ diamond earring brand, and would this be a good fit for DSP? Like what would you look at? How would you approach that?
Yeah, you know, inside the DSP, we have so many options to suit a different product. I mean that, for example, you have a chance to set up a remarketing campaigns for the people who view your listings, but do not purchase inside the niche. Like exactly the niche, yeah, and they for the last 30 days, for example, or people who view your competitors, like exact assets you could do, or exact brands you could put, and they do not like see your exact listings, and you could be targeted on them. And Or for example, they just add to cart some products of your competitors, but also they do not like purchase it and they have never seen your ads. So you have a, if you will like go deeper inside, the DSP will understand that you have a chance to play with the different audience, with the different settings and find out who, what exactly working better. So of course, if we have the remarketing for the last 60 days for the supplements, for example, and we understand that these people just purchased and we want to show their ads in 60 days with the custom image that we could do inside the DSP, that will be awesome. You could provide with the like custom image, like the a few pills, like, you know, by the end and like, here it is, like, do not forget to purchase one more. And it's all about the your way of thinking, of your way of defining and understanding who is your audience. Yeah, because it's all about that. Because all people, they when go inside the Amazon PPC or like sponsored display or brands, they speaking more about like these campaigns converting better or these keywords are like converting more, and we should just increase the budgets. And on DSP, it's more about the number of tests that you will perform, the number of additional audiences and traffic sources you will find, and you will understand who will buy that and who will not. So it's much easier to perform the tests and with different products we have an experience inside the DSP and all of them working, but the main thing is like how quick they could show the results. But most of them will show you, because also the people who just entered your listings and never purchased it, you'll have a chance to show them ads.
With the display ad retargeting that you just mentioned and the image, are you talking about the new creative that you could put, like lifestyle type thing you're mentioning, putting that with a display ad and then like showing just a few pills left in the bottle mm-hmm. when you know it's time to reorder?
Yeah. Yeah. That's with genius, the DSP, man. you have a shit. Yeah. Yeah. Please don't tell them, don't tell that to a lot of people. Yeah, that is true. You have a chance to test it. I mean, that right now, the marketing tools, it's more about the way you have to understand your audience and to personalize the ads for them. Yeah, it's not about just attract people with the keywords or just attracts people with the specific creatives that you will have. We have a so different platforms. For example, we have the Facebook, when you could like just create a promo ads and you will get some sales. And if you will use the same ads for the Pinterest, unfortunately, you will not get any sales, but or like low one. Your rate will be not so good, because on the Pinterest, everything will work in the case of the lifestyle, in the case of like how you could use these products or how that could help me for solving some problems. So that will be the main key, you know, or like the main difference. And if you see that this image converting or these keywords converting, you could add them to Amazon and try that again, because it's all about the combinations, like the cross marketing, you know, around the different platforms.
And what about the products, categories, or price points? Is there a sweet spot that you've seen so far with DSP?
Yeah, that is crazy in the case of the targeting. I mean, that you could absolutely use these taxes as we have done previously. If you do remember how to set up the sponsored products based on the essence of your competitors, the same you could do with the DSP. You could create a different list of the essence of your competitors that you could like outstand, yeah, in the case of the rating, in the case of the pricing, and like to be targeted on them. And here it is, you will get some sales, additional one. And again and again, you'll have a chance to collect also the traffic from their listings to your own remarketing campaigns.
What about budget? Let's talk about budget. Say somebody's spending, $50,000-$60,000 a month currently on Amazon sponsored product ads, and they go to you and they're like, you know, Vitaly, should I add DSP in at this point? Like what are considerations that somebody should make?
Yeah. I guess a lot of Amazon sellers, they just got an answer from the Amazon. Okay, we could do that for the 30K per month or like 35 or 40. And like everything will work. We will provide it with the reports. Yeah, we could also start with this budget. We could also provide it with the reports, but I don't think that is something that could suit you. The main like case in the case of the DSP, it's that you should start working with these platform and understand like from month to month how you could increase your budgets. So we recommend to start with the lower like numbers. That could be a 5K per one product or around like 2K. It's not sometimes enough for the 1 month, but like to fill, have every single work, that could be something like that you could try. And on the beginning, you should understand that the DSP, it's a bunch of the algorithms and they are, you should like teach them. You should provide them with the right internal data inside the setup. You should provide them with the optimization, like check the numbers and settings that you do. And like weekly try to increase and to get more traffic as you can from the different sources. And if you will have a chance to do that, I mean, on the beginning, that will be something that help you to grow your business and then scale your ad spend. So here's the question, not on like the ad spend, how much should I have? It's more about the ROAS, how good that is for me. How could I feel that that business is working? Because of course will be the question for your conversions. Of course will be the question for your PPC campaigns, how they are working. Maybe we should optimize them. Maybe we should make a more steps back, you know, inside your business to check what exactly we could improve for improving your DSP results, because the DSP is like the finalist steps, not like the not as like the Amazon PPC, for example.
And how are you getting it to where somebody can just commit to $5,000 per month, and do they have to commit to like say 6 months of $5,000 a month to be able to do DSP with you?
So first of all, we recommend to start DSP and do not turn off DSP. And that could be a 10% of your ad spend, for example, that you will spend for that. And the main thing here is like, why you shouldn't stop that? Because you collect a lot of analytics, you have the remarketing campaigns, and they will be absolutely profitable, like for sure. Because right now inside the Amazon PPC, you're spending a lot to attract new and new like people, viewers inside your listings. Why you should pay every time the same price for the guys who just like repeated their search and again see your ad and again click on that. Yeah, you could pay less with the remarketing. So here is the tool. And the same if you are using the external traffic campaigns. If you're using the external traffic campaigns and you attract additional traffic to your listings, why you don't want to catch that? I mean, like why you are paying somewhere and then lose them when they click on your ads, and you will not have a chance to return and to show them ads again with the Amazon, with the, if you don't have the Amazon DSP, that will be not so good. You know, that will be the final stop for you. So in the case of that, we recommend to find top products that you are right now promoting or focusing on, set up DSP campaigns with the okay budgets for you. You will see that from month to month, your ROAS will go higher. I mean, like the stars could be from the 2 ROAS and they will grow to 3, up to 4 and more based on your results. So you will see that that could be one of the investment tool. And our clients, for example, they right now have the same budgets for the sponsored products and the same budgets for the DSP. And that is huge. Like a lot of people a few months ago, they just told us, unfortunately, we will not start DSP because we just spent a lot of money on that. We don't get any results.
Well, and what about with Amazon? Amazon tries to say that like you have to spend, I have some people that come to me and they're just like, I'm not doing DSP because Amazon's requiring me to spend $20,000, $40,000 a month for and commit to 6 months. Or if they don't do the full 6 months, they'll come after them. How is it that Profit Whales is able to work with somebody and say, look, we encourage you to spend, you know, 5K per month and not turn it off for 6 months. But you know what, if you're going to walk away at 3 months, that's fine too. Like how is it that you achieve that?
It's all about like the statuses and agencies who are working with the Amazon. They have an opportunity to do that. I mean, like it's not only like unique for the Profit Whales. We have more agencies inside this sphere that like do the same. The main question is if you're like the new Amazon seller and you're right now spending 5K on your Amazon PPC and you just came to us and say, hey guys, I want to spend the same 5K and I want to get more results. Unfortunately, that could be not something good. Yeah, you should have the brand understanding that you are using this tool for growing your brand with the remarketing campaigns and with showing your ads out of the Amazon. So you should be like we should agree that you need to use this tool. Yes. So there is like one part, like from our side, how we could post that or how we could start that. From the Amazon, we just got this approval, you know, in the case of that we could use this tool, we could grow it. And we are like the Amazon trusted partner in the case of all the betas that we do for them, how we collaborate with them. So there is like the opportunity for us and for our clients to test it and to provide the Amazon with the feedback.
So your advice really, and I know it depends on each person and each brand, but general advice would be if somebody's only spending $5K a month on ads and on sponsored product ads, then they should perhaps look for ways to scale that and improve their conversions through listing optimizations and other things that can be done on the platform. But when somebody gets to maybe, I don't know, $15,000-$20,000 a month in sponsored ad spend, that maybe they spend, you know, start putting to the side maybe 10% of that to mm-hmm. go towards DSP. Is that, am I understanding your approach correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that will be something that you will have a chance to scale. I mean, that if you are reaching like a 30K, for example, or 20K per month, you understand something on Amazon. In the case of, for example, if you get all the sales from the PPC side. So you understand have all the things working. You understand that you need the inventory. You have the rating. You are focusing on that. You like working with your feedbacks as the comments. Like you understand the process, yeah, and you are ready to go for another tools. But when we have like the beginning, yeah, I guess you have a lot of more spaces and tools that you could use right now that you have maybe you have used them, but not so good. So you could continue working on that.
Last question I want to ask you. Otherwise, my mind, like I'm jotting down all these note like questions over here, and I think I'm going to save them for some pretty cool things that we could hopefully do together in 2022. While remaining positive, because obviously we don't want this to be like doom and gloom and scaring people or anything like that. But while remaining positive, could you share like maybe one or two risks that you feel brands are going to be taking in 2022 if they ignore external traffic and DSP?
Yeah. The main way here is what I want like to all Amazon sellers to understand. It's not like the question how you could miss the DSP or how you could miss the external traffic. It's all about how you could miss to be a brand. Yeah, because all people, they see the Amazon as the platform where they selling some products. They don't care about these products. Like they just get some income and everything's like good. Why should I like do any change? And according to the last updates from the Amazon was the 50 billion listings bond was the a lot of Amazon sellers like also bond like the Chinese one and all other who just manipulate with the reviews and all this stuff. We see that how for the Amazon is important to be relevant for the clients and to people who like get here to purchase some products. Yeah. So your main way to understand and to be relevant on this platform, to play on the platform's rules, and of course, create and build a brand around that. So if you will not do that, unfortunately, I have like a bad news for you. Yeah. You will just lose your sales. You will not have a chance to rank your products. Your PPC will, your CPC will just increase in SVC on all typical graphics, like from the quarter to quarter. You will see that like something went wrong, but you are not reacting that as you need to react. So the main part here is to be a brand, to be, to build your identity with the help of your colors, with the help of your maybe website, your social medias, your YouTube, anything that could work inside your niche. Try to provide more value as a brand to the people, build your community. And if not, unfortunately, you will finish like this play during the next, maybe during the 2023.
Vitaly, you never fail to impress. I want to be respectful of your time. Before letting you go, best ways, I'm already going to be linking to, you know, the very easy to book a time on your calendar link that's on the website. And I'm going to link to the Profit Wells website, but what's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you if they have any questions, for you now that you're the busy CEO? Like what, how does, how does somebody reach you and ask you any questions that they heard you say on this show?
So of course, you could follow like our YouTube channel, for example. You could provide us with the comments. We just have a new one as the Profitability Insights, and you could see this video, check them, provide us with the comments, and we will react immediately for that. If not, you will have a contact us on our website at theprofitability.com or me personally on social media. I will try to also respond to you as soon as I can. So yeah.
The final question I ask everybody on the show, this is my, more of my personal greedy question, is what is your favorite book and why?
Yeah, that is a cool question. And my favorite book, this book just, you know, provided me with a so cool insight for the business, but it's not a business book. The name of it is An Actor Prepares. From the Konstantin Stanislavsky. It's like the guy from the theater who just works as the producer, and he creates one of the big theater and like group of the acting people. They have their own principles in the case of how to build this theater, how to avoid miscommunication inside, how to play together in like, you know, one place and to create something great and big. It's one of the example of like the Ray Dalio with the principles. Yeah. But it's like the old one version and all about the theater, but yeah. An Actor Prepares. That is like a one book that's like provided me with some insights, you know, about how business could work based on the theater and all this stuff.
I absolutely love it, especially that it's not meant to be a business book, but I could definitely see how it's impacted you and how you could apply this to your business. Vitaly, thank you so much for your time. I know it's late into Q4, so you've got to be extremely busy. This episode will be releasing in January 17th. I look forward to working with you through 2022, and have an amazing day.
Thank you so much, Carlos. Have a good day too.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.